Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Focus Beyond. This is Dr. Melissa Bonds of JMJ Consulting. Welcome back. Today we're going to spend some time discussing setting goals, not resolutions. Now remember, if you have any questions, be sure to call in to area code 213-943-3432. Again, that number is area code 213-943-3432. So the New Year's resolution has been a long time thing we set for setting goals. We do this so we can change our behavior. And Vanessa Hill of BrainCraft says they're mostly things like losing weight or doing exercise or saving money. But only 8% of those people actually achieve their resolution, according to Vanessa Hill, who cited the American psychologist Amy Cuddy. One reason people typically don't achieve their resolutions is that most of the time, people set resolutions that are way too ambitious, especially if they resolve to start a new behavior of some sort. Often we don't realize how much of a commitment that resolution has. For example, some people may say they're going to go to the gym maybe 5 times per week. Hill says that if we miss one visit, whether it's sooner or later, we start to lose our confidence, or the new year, new me, that mantra that you decided on at the very beginning, loses a steam. You lose the interest to do what you desire to do. Another way is that when we set resolutions, we set ourselves up for failure because we focus too much on the details rather than to get where we want to go. You can't resolve to quit a habit that you've been doing for if you don't first consider the process. This is what often makes it hard for you to imagine what your life will be in a year or later, because you created this humongous task for yourself, and that's what causes you to abandon it mid-year. This is why New Year's resolutions are often bad for us. So your big takeaway for today is don't set resolutions, set goals. Don't forget, if you have any questions, be sure to call in 213-943-3432. We'll be back after this commercial break. Thanks for coming back. Now, you set new goals. You can set goals that for any area of your life. You can set a spiritual goal, a physical goal, a mental, emotional, relationship goals, professional goals, business goals. Anyone can set goals and achieve them. See, the thing is, setting goals allows us to live out our fulfilling lives. It allows us to do all of those things we desire to do. By setting goals, we set our focus on things we value. We motivate ourselves to move toward achieving the goal because that's something we value. When we set a goal, we become observant to all of the opportunities that are around us. And because we're observant to those opportunities, we take deliberate actions in order to achieve where we're trying to go. Then we truly have fun in the process. It's exciting because this is something we're deliberately doing. We also gravitate toward people who are like-minded, people who are purposefully pursuing their goals. We also attract the right people who can collaborate with us. Our conversations with these people are more purposeful and enriched. When we set goals, we should celebrate. Celebrate the big and the small wins. When we set milestones or we set specific targets for us to accomplish things and we do, we can celebrate every month, every quarter. We get more out of our lives when we get those, when we celebrate intrinsically or materially. Now, we have to force ourselves to be all that we can be. We're all given the same 24 hours in a day and the same 365 days in a year. We all have many, many talents or talents to be discovered or gifts to be mastered, gifts that we can use to serve others. But it's up to us whether we take advantage of those opportunities to hone in on those gifts and talents. So how do we set goals and not resolutions? Before we continue, I want to remind you, if you have any questions, be sure to call in to 213-943-3432. Again, that number is 213, area code, 943-3432. So what do we need to do to achieve your goal? Well, one of the things that I often recommend is schedule some time for meditation or reflection daily. This could be about 15 to 30 minutes a day. This is your time to focus on you. This is your time to really imagine where you want to be. Make sure it's a peaceful place and a peaceful time. This doesn't have to be a big space. It just has to be a place where you can have some peaceful reflection. Another key piece is you want to set some dates quarterly and have a retreat with yourself, maybe a day or two retreat where you're focusing on what you desire and you're checking in on those things. The other thing is schedule at least 30 minutes to do something physical for yourself, whether it's a sport or an activity or something you want to do, whether it's walking or whatever it is, keeps your juices flowing, keeps the energy flowing on that thing you desire to do. The other thing is that you want to read, write, and connect with people who do what you desire to do. You want to read books. You want to attend industry or professional events, watch YouTube videos of that person, attend training. You want to do things that help you to really look at real-life examples of what you desire. These things will help you do that. So here's my challenge for you. Find five people in the industry or profession that you are interested in. And what I want you to do is write down five things, five pieces of information that will inform you or educate you on the topic you're passionate about. So as you learn that person, you're thinking of things that they do. For example, one person that I model myself after, they often have a mantra for themselves. They always think about that one key statement, and they say that statement often. You want to determine what those steps are that individual has done and take to get them to the point of their success. And you want to do that. You want to apply those things. Check in with yourself. What's your emotional state? Are you feeling positive about your goal? Are you feeling like you're not getting there? You want to start and end each day with a positive note to yourself. Whether you're setting goals for work or in your personal life, you really want to make sure you're remembering a few things. As we come to a close of our broadcast, there's still time for you to call in and answer for me to answer any questions. The call-in number again is 213-943-3432. Now, again, I'd like you to remember a couple things as we wrap up our time together today. You want to set no more than three goals. Don't set more than three goals. You know how much time you have. You know how much effort it will take for you to acquire your goal. When you set more than three goals, you spread yourself way too thin. You also want to set goals that are outside of your comfort zone. You know, we often gravitate toward things that are familiar to us. Excuse me, things that we're real comfortable with. But there's no better feeling than achieving something that you would have never or ordinarily done or have achieved if you stayed within your comfort zone. So set a goal that's outside of your comfort zone. The other thing I want you to remember is the SMART acronym. Goals should be specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time-based. If they're not SMART, you probably won't get there. The other piece, a couple of key pieces in our last few minutes is to check in periodically. Don't just set a goal on January 1st or today, January 2nd, and then forget about them until December 30th or 31st. You want to set some benchmarks for yourself. Check in and track your progress periodically, maybe even quarterly. Then you really want to make some time for you. It's important to make some time for you. As I mentioned before, achieving your goals mean nothing if you're burnt out before you get to your ending point. Step away. Take time for you. Take time for you to do those things that you enjoy. Perhaps it's going for a long walk at lunch or turning off your cell phone for a moment. Find out what you like best and do that thing for yourself. You know, keep in mind, goals are personal. They're very personal, and you're the only one who can dictate what you want your year ahead to bring or where you want it to go. So as you look at your goals and as you look at where you choose to be in the next 363 days, I really want you to focus on you. These are personal things. These are personal achievements for you. So you want to make sure you're doing whatever it takes to be you, okay? And I really want you to have fun along the way. Have fun. Make this a happy new year for you. One of the things I want you to do is again, this is about you. Focus Beyond is here to help you. I've mentioned to you, this is an opportunity for you to celebrate you. My goal on Focus Beyond is to take you from where you are to go beyond. Go beyond where you never thought you would be. So as we wrap up, I want to remind you we'll be airing next Saturday at 10 p.m. That date again is Saturday, January 9th at 10 p.m. right here on Blog Talk Radio. Thanks for tuning in to Focus Beyond. We will see you next week, Saturday. This is Dr. Melissa Bonds of JMJ Consulting. Check us out at jmjconsulting2.com or send me an email at jmjconsulting2@gmail.com. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next Saturday.